carefully review the substantial allocations made under foreign aid to be sure they're serving our national interest and just not just something that we've got a routine way of handling and that we normally do. I'd like you to do a little thinking there. It won't hurt Dave Bell's feelings. But I sure think that we're just routine. We're busy trying to give money away. We'll rope anybody come down the street. We just run and lunge at them and tongue them, trying to give them some money. And I'm tired of that. Now that's
I'm prepared. As a matter of fact, we had a long discussion of this in our review of the aid preview, and I'm prepared to come down fairly hard with that one.
I just think I would, without any question, and see what can be cut out, what's got to be cut out, and so forth. Number two, Fulbright's got a bill before the Senate to distribute these local funds.
Right.
We've got up an idea right quickly. We ought to give it back to them for some good idea. I don't know what it is.
Right.
I haven't come to that conclusion, and I don't want to reach that conclusion now. I want to see if there's not some way that we can buy some things in those countries that we need so that they'd really respect us a little more. I think if we just trade them funds and then turn them over the funds, I think it we might as well not ever trade them to begin with. And I think if we could do nothing but buy shoestrings in India and bring them back and give them to our Salvation Army, they would have a feeling of dignity and respect for us. And they would have done the best they could to pay for it.
Well, Mr. President, there's so much behind this that I find it hard to respond in a hurry, but if this is something that if you could set aside 20 minutes one day, I'd like to really bend your ear on it, if you don't mind, because there's a long background to it. I'd like to bring up that we've done an awful lot in this. We keep getting beat over the head by the Congress.
I've gone through it with Kermit and right. with Rooney, and I've yeah. talked to Rooney a good many times.
Can't get
our job has been trying to give them what they've traded us.
Yep.
Now, the Congress, they're not going to do that. Now, I think we ought to take those rupees and things we got and buy something that they sell, that we import from there.
Well, of course, you realize the problem with that, Mr. President, is that this puts a lot of pressure on their foreign exchange rate reserves in the sense that if we buy anything that we otherwise would have bought with dollars, this really gives us...
Well, that's where we wouldn't otherwise bought it in dollars.
Yeah, this is
buy something you can use with all of our poverty program in this country or something else. Point is, there's no use of getting them rupees than giving them rupees.
No, I agree.
Goddammit, I know what it is. Our people have been working for the governments over there. We haven't had an ambassador to India since Bunker that wasn't an ambassador for India.
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
I know that's right. And what I just don't agree with this idea that we ought to, maybe we ought to require the exchange. Maybe we ought to just go ahead and give them the money. But if we do require the exchange, let's require them to have some self-respect. And if we just have to buy shoestrings or cigarette holders or
maybe if we can move both of those directions at the same time. Take a little less on the exchange, get a little bit more for what we get, might be the way to get at this.
Anyway, we've got to have a position on the Fulbright bill, and I am not for it. I want that clearly and definitely understood. I've tried with Rooney at Kermit's suggestion. Personal fad of his, and I wanted to kind of try to help him a little, and I tried, and it is unsaleable, so I'm not going to waste any more time.
Mr. President, I hope I can catch this. I have an unfortunate recollection that we may have cleared that bill, a no-objection report about a week ago, but I'll have to double-check that for you. If we did, we'll have to...
Tell him it's going to come back vetoed, because it's just going to... If I've cleared it, I didn't know I was clearing it.
You didn't, Mr. President. I think we did, but I'll have to double-check that.
I'm against it, and they're shoving at me every way in the world they can to get me to it, and I've just held it back. And Harry McPherson got a big two-page memo here today, and I had a two-page one Saturday, and I just got every aid I've got working for India. And Bowles has got them all working instead of the United States. So I'm just... I want to... Whoever's going to testify on the bill to say that we are concerned with this numerous accumulation. We think it's a good thing. We tried to sell a part of this idea. We went along a small percentage with Rooney, and Rooney wouldn't buy it. So therefore, we don't think as much going to flow from this kind of a bill. And we are trying now to find a new approach to see how we can spend these things for things that they make that we wouldn't otherwise buy.
Right.
And bring to this country and distribute to our poverty or to our Red Cross or some other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me run this down and let's see what we can. We've been trying to dredge up some new approaches with Rudy having been the way he has been on this. But as soon as we can come up with something, I'll let you have it.
I think this, if I say to you that you've got to put in some watermelons and if I feed your family all winter, when you raise some watermelons, you've got to put them in. And then you put in the watermelons, and I decide that I don't want to haul them home, just turn them over to you and your family, I think that you lose your self-respect, and you feel like you paternalist people have been paternalistic with you, and you hang your head, and you've just been had a gift. But if I take those damn watermelons and bring them over here and feed them to some of my own people, you'd feel like, well, damn it, did they help me all right, but I did my best to show them I gave them all I had.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me get on this, Mr. President, and try to get something for you that we can work out on this. As I say, we're limited as to how far we can go, but let me see what I can do.
You can talk to Harry about it,
I will. Right.